Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many prophecy students say that the Pope is the Antichrist. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A number of people who tend to think that the Pope will be the Antichrist. Your thoughts from a biblical perspective.
Well, Jimmy, even going back to the Reformers, many thought the Pope is the Antichrist, but John says in 1 John that the Antichrist is someone who denies that Jesus has come in the flesh, but Roman Catholicism affirms Jesus' deity. And one reason people think the Pope will be the Antichrist is because of the harlot in Revelation 17. The Antichrist will be a political and military leader who will rise from obscurity, the little horn of Daniel 7, and he will revive the Roman Empire based on chapters 2 and 7 of Daniel. Many don't realize there will actually be two world religions during the tribulation period. The first global false religious system seems to be centered in Rome, as described in Revelation 17, the global apostate ecumenical Christianity with perhaps a Roman Catholic foundation, which will likely absorb most other religions around the world. But in Revelation 17 and the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So the leaders of the revived Roman Empire will destroy the first world religion around the midpoint of the tribulation. Then the second world religious system begins when the Antichrist defiles the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, as described in Daniel 9 and Matthew 24, and he will declare himself to be God, as foretold in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And this all happens after the rapture, and the world is being prepared, and the stage is being set for what's coming.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining what the Bible says about the Antichrist. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The bottom line is that nobody knows who the Antichrist is today, that world leader of the future. What we can know for sure is what God's Word says about the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 2 reveals that Satan will energize a man and give him his power and seat of authority as Antichrist. When the Antichrist goes into the temple in Jerusalem, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, and claims to be God, which is the abomination of desolation, he will establish a new religion, Satan worship, which will be destroyed at the second coming of Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 and following. Today, we do not need to know who the Antichrist is. What we need to know is that we are prepared for the next event, the rapture of the church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...